Hello, wellness warriors. Today, I want to talk about energy and awareness. All the energies that make up physical human life are fundamentally organized and vibrate according to what we give our attention to and how we feel about what we give our attention to. We all have had destructive thoughts, feelings, and emotions. We all have our own stories. If we give attention or awareness to our story long enough, toxic emotions can accumulate in the body and poison it. If we keep reliving our negative experiences, it will make us sick. It is so important to release these emotions by acknowledging them, but then letting them go. My brother once gave me a little wall plate that most of us have seen the saying before that reads, "Put on your big girl panties and get over it." What we are giving our attention to, or our awareness, is the most life-altering form of energy available to us. It is our awareness that has the greatest influence on the body, our perceptions, and emotions. Eastern science says that emotions are attracted to the body's nervous system according to what the person is giving their attention to. Thus, the emotional body actually reacts to the consciousness body. Your anger is the emotional body's response to your thoughts. Your thoughts do not take their cues from your emotions. Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, is all about the mind-body connection. I highly recommend it if you haven't read it. When it comes to the physical body, the Eastern sciences of self-healing say that more than 95% of all illness and weakness within the body have an emotional origin. The sequence is thoughts attract emotions that, if unresolved, may cause physical problems. Unresolved emotions build up and become increasingly exacerbated by what we habitually give our attention to. Thoughts fuel the emotional fire. Awareness can be the gateway to health or illness based on what we are giving our attention to. Since imbalance and disease enter through the doorway of awareness, they can also be shown the way out through the same doorway. When we give our attention to things that live in an unlimited high vibrational realm, such as gratitude, acceptance, love, and forgiveness, we can heal, overcome, and break through life's challenges. The coaching inquiry today is, what toxic thoughts and emotions can you let go of, and what constructive thoughts can you replace them with? Create a great day, and thanks for listening, y'all.